Hello, and welcome to Songs for the Struggling Artist, the blogcast. This is episode 347. My name is Emily Rainbow Davis, and I am happy to have you here listening to the blogcast. Today's blog is about awards. I didn't set out to write a blog about awards. I just was going to do one of my standard rejection posts, most of which you don't hear here on the blogcast. They are generally just over on the blog because they tend to not be scintillating pieces of writing. They're usually just like an accounting of all of the things that I have been rejected from. I don't do quite as many of these as I used to. I used to do like one per rejection, and then I started collecting them, and then I stopped applying for things because 2020. And I only do the occasional rejection post. Anyway, this, what you're about to hear, started as a rejection post and then just sort of evolved because it turned out I actually had a lot to say about it in the end. And it ended up being a whole thing about awards in general. Quite a few people liked this one. So, you know, I guess it turned into a real thing, which is nice. That's very nice. So I'm going to read it to you. It is called Awards Cost Money. Well, I paid $175 to be considered for an AMBY Award for The Dragoning in the DIY category for low-budget productions. The AMBYs are the podcast awards that the entertainment business seems to take seriously. They're discussed in publications like Variety and The Hollywood Reporter. Was it a smart investment to spend $175 to try and get nominated? If we'd gotten selected for the finals, it definitely would have been. But for a return of absolutely bupkis, it feels like it's not. It feels like a lot of money to lose, just to lose. But then there's the Oscars. This is why I decided to apply and spend the $175 because of how the Oscars work. The average person imagines that the Oscars are chosen by groups of people getting together, evaluating all the movies, and then nominating the best ones. I used to imagine that they watched all the movies that came out that year and awarded the ones the group liked the best. It doesn't work like that, come to find out. The folks in the Academy don't necessarily see all the movies. In fact, it's rare that they do. To make sure your film is considered for the Oscars or even seen by the right people, you have to do an Oscar campaign. And Oscar campaigns are very expensive. If you've ever wondered why actor A in a movie was nominated but their co-star actor B was not, even though they did an equally amazing job, this is likely why. The studio or producers of this movie just don't have the budget for both of them. Why are Oscar campaigns so expensive? Because they are not just expensive advertising campaigns, billboards, magazine ads, commercials, but also elaborate marketing schemes. It's packaging the DVDs that get sent to Academy voters. And while it is, apparently, against the rules to send gifts to the members of the Academy, most campaigns send swag boxes or promotional items to journalists who write and discuss the movies and generate the all-important buzz. An Oscar campaign, and this is often just to get nominated, by the way, can cost $15 million. Average campaigns are between $3 and $10 million. And you are extremely unlikely to even be in the conversation without one. Anyway, in the context of most people trying to get an Oscar, I sort of felt like even though it doesn't feel good to lose $175 just to lose, it might be necessary. There is no less mercenary way to get awards. Every single award system is like this. And if you get one, it can change everything. Your movie gets nominated for an Oscar, you're likely going to be able to seize some opportunities you could not have accessed before. An Ambie Award would have changed everything for my podcast and theater company, because even though all awards are essentially a mercenary exercise, when you say award-winning or even nominated in front of your work, a lot of people will suddenly start paying attention. If nothing else, the name of your podcast is put in front of a lot more people than it would be otherwise. I paid $25 to nominate our show to a different, less prestigious than the Ambies awarding body this year, even though I knew it was highly unlikely to win, because I knew, for some people, seeing nominated might be the thing to get them to finally listen to the show. For whatever reason, a lot of people need someone else's stamp of approval before they'll engage with a work of art. This year's Ambie nominees are apparently dominated by Audible, a subsidiary of Amazon purchased for $300 million in 2008. So clearly, money helps you get an Ambie as well. I've been a listener to 13 of the nominated shows, and some of them really deserve those awards. I also noticed that some of them are in multiple categories, so they likely spent a lot more money than I did in their award submission. If you've got Amazon money, or even Wondery money, you can submit in every category you might be eligible for. Awards are almost always pay to play. The only way to have a shot at one is to pay your money and hope you get lucky. I did not get lucky this time, so it feels like a waste of money. But maybe what I need to do is figure out a way to get some swag boxes to some journalists. There's one little detail that I didn't manage to squeeze into this post, I think because I wasn't really thinking about it when I wrote the post. I was thinking about this post in the kind of rejection post sense. But what I didn't think about then, but is the reason that I ended up applying for these things, is that I am much more motivated to do this kind of thing if it will benefit other people. So if this were for this podcast, for example, like if I submitted this podcast to the Ambies, I've never done it, obviously. And it wouldn't even occur to me necessarily, although I'm going to try and encourage myself to do it. But because the Dragoning is a group effort, right? I have a group of people to whom I feel indebted and who I want to see succeed. That's the reason that I ponied up the cash for this, because I thought if there's a chance for these people to get, you know, a Best Actor nomination or a Best Sound Design nomination or any of those things, then I would like to give that to them, you know? It wouldn't be me, obviously. It would be whatever the voting body would be. But for that to happen, it is incumbent upon me to make it even a possibility. And so it wasn't, so it didn't fly, but that's what actually pushed me over the edge, you know, because I felt like there's no way we're going to get this, but whatever, I should give it a shot for them. Anyway, and that's probably how Oscar campaigns also happen, you know, like it's like the producers are like, I don't really want to spend $13 million to get Olivia Colman to be the best actress, but I sure would like to see Olivia Colman be the best actress, so I guess I'm going to find that $13 million, or however much it cost. I don't know. Maybe not probably as much as something that was a little bit bigger budget. Who knows? I did not look into the finances of The Favorite. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, so I looked up songs about awards and the Oscars, and there are not very many. I gathered maybe five possible award-themed songs, and most of them were participation award songs. So there are very few about, you know, the Oscars or the Academy. I don't think there are any, in fact, that I could find. But there is a glut. Okay, I can't call it a glut, but a surprising amount of songs on the participation award theme. And what I realize is that this idea, this notion of a participation award, I think has loomed really large in generations that are younger than me. So I think most of these songs are actually by Gen Z writers, singers, but they might be like young millennials also. And I know, you know, participation awards weren't really a thing in my youth, or if they were, they were not. If I ever got one, which I can't imagine I did, but if I did, it didn't make any kind of impact. But I know, you know, millennials and probably Gen Z have taken a lot of shit for receiving a lot of participation awards. And it's funny because I think about it and I'm like, it's clearly had an impact on those generations. And they didn't give the participation awards to themselves. Like, it's not their fault they were given participation awards. Who gave them the participation awards? That's who we need to be talking to about their participation awards. Anyway, it's an interesting, like, that there are so many songs and pieces that are connected to this idea of a participation award It's very interesting. It's not related at all to what I'm talking about here, but it's literally the only kinds of songs I could find about awards. So I'm going to give you a participation award song shortly. And I found it absolutely fascinating. A little glimpse into things that are difficult for generations behind me. And I'm sorry that's happened to you, Generation Z and Millennials. So I'm going to play you a song called Participation Award in just a moment. But meanwhile, I thank you so much for listening. And if you like this experience, please tell someone about it. Like, review, subscribe. Hey, nominate me for an award. It probably would cost you money, though. So I don't even know that that's possible. But if you hear of an award that I should nominate myself for, please let me know. Anyway, again, thank you. And also, if you would like to support this podcast, that would be amazing. We have patreon.com/EmilyRDavis is the primo spot for support. But there is also PayPal, Ko-fi. All those links are in the show notes. On Ko-fi right now, I have a fundraising campaign to kick off. For this residency I got accepted to and have to pay for. I'll be writing a post about it. Don't worry, you're going to hear more about it. But I'm going to try and raise the funds to get myself to Crete this summer. So right now, if you feel like it, Ko-fi would be a nice place to go and drop a dollar or two or five or 10 or 100. You know what I'm saying? To help me get to Crete. So that would be If you're feeling it, that's a place to go. And thank you for listening, mostly. So, participation award, briefly. Before I sing you this song, I want to direct you to a couple of others that I was looking at. My favorite is called Participation Award, and it's by a comedian called Jude Pearl, P-E-R-L. She's a comedian. They're a comedian in Australia, and there's a lot of fantastic songs that I've discovered in trying to find this song, and what a delight. I've very much enjoyed. So there's no video of Participation Award. The only way I heard it on Spotify, but I think you can also listen to it on Bandcamp. Anyway, I recommend it. It's very show-tune-y and fun. It would have been impossible on either of the instruments I play, but it's good fun. So check it out. And then the other one is called Participation Trophies, by someone called Madeline. And it looks like it was a hit on TikTok. So that's fun. Anyway, that song was also very enjoyable. And there are a couple others, but those are the two. And then there's this one. So this one is from a television program that I had never heard of before because I guess I'm Gen X, and this is, I'm going to say, maybe a Gen Z phenomenon. Could be millennial. Couldn't quite tell. But there was a show called Bizardvarks that Olivia Rodrigo, whose name I had heard before, was one of. And I don't know anything more about the show. I'm sorry. And I'm sure this is like, if someone was like, there's this show called Sesame Street that people watch. Anyway, I apologize for my ignorance of children's programming in a particular era. But this song is like, it's like a little rap that these two girls do. And it's very silly. And it was possible for me to cover it. So you're going to hear a beat that's like a loop from GarageBand. It's called Ambition, which I really appreciate. And then a couple of Emily's and ukulele. A little hip-hop ukulele, right? I mean, had to do it. So please enjoy this very silly song. And please join me in crossing my fingers that Disney will not come after me, because I believe this was a Disney product, a Disney, what do we call it, show. And they are notoriously litigious. So fingers crossed is all I gotta say. And here is Participation Award. Watch out, everyone. That's right. We are winning awards for everything. And we don't mean to brag, but look what we got. Participation Award! Participation Award! Everything we do, Participation Award! I tried out for debate to argue for my side. I just opened up my mouth and then I mostly cried. Participation Award! Participation Award! I had a science project due about the speed of light, but I don't know what that is, so instead I drew a kite! Participation Award! Participation Award! I barely even tried! Participation Award! No one can stop us, of that there is no doubt. We must be really gifted, cause they don't just hand these out. I joined a running team and waited for the whistle. Then I ran the other way. Participation Award! I tried to cook a chicken, but I didn't have a chicken. Participation Award! I hula hooped for 2 seconds! Participation Award! Oops, I dropped my ice cream. Participation Award! I actually didn't participate. Participation Award! Participation Award! Everything we do, Participation Award! No one can stop us, of that there is no doubt. We must be really gifted, cause they don't just hand these out. Do you think we're getting these awards for nothing? It's almost like everything we do, Participation Award. Participation Award! Participation Award! It still feels good to win, Participation Award! No one can stop us, of that there is no doubt. We must be really gifted, cause they don't just hand these out. Do they? Participation Award!